daughter and return to Yasoda and otherwise he cannot do. If he didn't do so, he didn't put a fight in the court, and he will be arrested for this, because he has no evidence. So his case is pending. He cannot claim, they cannot claim for this. Is there a here? How can it happen? It's only not that. There is also a Bhaktam Hutta. Today, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, who went to Western countries, and in those times, he preached all over the whole world the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, message of Gaudiya Mahaprabhu, and message of His Holy Master Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami. He had not established and preached anything new, nothing new. He did not see originator of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Dharma. But he had preached in all Guru Paramparas. From Brahma, Narad, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Guru Sanatan, and up to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. And he sannyas to Srila Bhakti Jnana Kesava Goswami Maharaj, who gave sannyas here. And what do I do this for? So he has not given anything, but he has given something in New Bodham only. The same thing in New Bodham. Same bhakti. Nothing new at all. So they cannot claim that he has done this new thing. New thing is that he went by sea and went there and he spoke in English. This is in New Bodham. But the just thing is all things, nothing. And also that means, because the person who took initiation and Harinam Sangha was not so qualified, that he can tell everything to them. In our Indian Guru Parampara, this thing is coming from so ancient times, from thousand and lakhs of years, by our Guru Parampara from Brahma. So some persons are, so many persons are qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam Katham Skanda, then they chant. But in Western countries, those who are eating and drinking, they are doing praise and work, smoking and drinking, all of them. How can it? So he turns them and said, you have not to take them, all these things. So gradually he was making them qualified to give something. So he gave only them how to give in this world, how to give, prepare our heart to have deep bhakti there. So one is something in the preaching Western country, but when he was ready to preach this, then Kanto he was writing, but he could not complete. He completed his tomb only, but no. 9, 29. No time. He had no time. You could not preach this in 10 Kanto in Western country now. When there is little fire, then you could preach there. Only chapter 8. Now, after some time, they are trying to express that kind of what I have seen, that they have done so much mistakes and full of mistakes, that because they are not qualified to do it. So, if they were in link to our Gaudiya Vaishnava from our Guru Parampara, then it was something that they, after some time, they may be some qualified to have this. Otherwise they cannot understand all these things. We see in our also in Gaudiya Vaishnava some groups are there. They are saying that Anyabhi Ashita Shuryam Jnana Karma Janatutam Anipulayana Krishnam Chinnanam Bhakti Samad. To explain this, this is also wrong. Say the name of Krishna is also wrong. We should not do this. Then, at first we should try to avoid the name of the Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Some are going to Pampa. Shri Kunacharvati Thakur. Krishna Das Kajyat Goswami Thakur. Sarva Goswami, Sarva Samadha, Vairamanan, especially. We should try to take up the name of this and cut up all the names. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written in his song, you know, Yatavati Nandana Prajavaranada, Gopi or Anjanata. Gopi, Rana, or Bhakti. Why is, you know, if we don't need, if it's not right, I think. He has written also, Kadam Bhakana Nara Suparayana, Vrinda Abhishina, Nivasi, or Jamuna Patachar, Gopi or Sangaha. Why he wrote this? And why he read this? Yamuna Jivana Keparaya, why is today? Why we should try to commit all these things? We should not read the Tamil from first to last. Everything is relevant. Why we should read? This is the way you have to tell me. But then, all these hundred and thousand years and what? They can be only qualified to read only the Deepak. They can't go upper classes. This is not true. Bhakti is like a river flowing and going forward, forward, not coming down. Bhakti is 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 not coming down. व्यास जी ने पहले वही तकलीफ आता नारद जी ने कहा ये क्या क्या सब बेकार कर दिया बेकार कर दो तुम्हारा चित्त कभी भी प्रसन्न हो सकता तो तुमने की लीला कथा का वर्णन करो यदि मंदिर जाते कभी कैसे करें समाधि नहीं है फिर व्यास जी के तू नारद नारद पर जो पाठ मार कर जिससे वेरी ग्रैंडर जिससे एक ही बात कर रिटर्न That Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He is Akhil Lokamrita Murti. He has some Bhagavad Gita, last Bhagavata. He is a parent, up to that. He has wrote so many books, Rasa Lila, Damodar Lila, and so many Lila. You have not written anywhere. You have not written that Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. That's not true. So, you are so much. Unhappy. You should write all this. Then he saw him in his Bhakti Samadhi and he wrote in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Sute Simba Parayaswara Sabda Vrutate Vrutya It is written in Sutri Sattha. He has written there. What he has written in Srimad Bhagavatam. What he has written. Nikam Kalvataro Lavat. Bhagavat will hear this, but anyone will. That you think I am hearing this Bhagavat, they will be Rasi and how? Otherwise, no. So, Vishwanathan, Sila, Sumadeva Goswami has in Bhagavatam written all these things. If they have a koi bhi prachara, your body, what you go? Anantinacharya, Sila, Karunyavasya, Karo, समर्पण तो उनका तो उनके वाले काम तो अपनी है परम दिया दीजिए तो भाई किसको कर दी बाबू देते हैं फिर लोग तो साथ में भागी जाते हो जब भक्ति में लोग साथ has written in this verse, poetry. Kamalunanya Smurna, my Bhakti is in Varsana. So our whole parampara is like this. If a Swami, Krishna has not come here only to cut Vasu, then it is lemon. Then how can you come here? You Gita is has been written. Jada jada jikaramascha, jnani bhautikharata, abhyutthanam adharascha, tadatmanam sujyantiham, parishraya sadunam, vinyanasaya sadunam, dhanasam sasna sayam, samamphavam yuvedite. He has not come to kill all the devils. This is the first class one. Not for this action. This is Gauri. Not Mukta. Not prominent, but on second level. He has come to for preaching dharma. What dharma? Prema dharma. Only to see. And to support the dharma of power. Parishnaya sadhunam, kuri sadhu, in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. Kuri sadhu, Krishna praying is kept then hai, kuri sadhu hai. Ekantik bhakti is kept then hai, kuri sadhu hai. Unka hridaya nahi hu, amare hridaya sadhu hai. Sadhu nam hridaya ko hum. I am the heart of sadhu and my heart is of sadhu and their heart is my sadhu. So sadhu is gopi. Vrajavasi has the heart and they are actually done. He has come to Raksha Karne Ke. So Pate. From whom? Kamsa, Jarasandha, Kalyaman, Shishupala, Nandabhatra. They are a sadhu. And who is sadhu? Nandababa, Jasuka, Vrajavasi, Subhan Prakha, Madhu Mangal, Ujjal Prakha, Lalita Vita Prakha, they are all sadhu. So they have come to protect them. From whom? From these dangerous persons. So those who attack on Vrajavasi, those who are hurt, the late Vrajavasi. That is the protection. Protection means by two ways. By meeting, by making meeting of Krishna and Gopis and Radha in Vrajavasi. One, this is prominent. And other, to kill all these demons. But to kill the demons is not transparently thing. In Guru Vrindavan, this is known. This is Jnanistic Vandita, Jnanistic Vita. But actually, Nitya Vita is to be frame and to take frame of all Vrajavasi. So all Acharya has come to this world only to preach this thing. What Rupa Goswami has given it. But it was not a good time. Actually, उनका समय अभी नहीं आ रहा था कि उसको प्रचार कर सके क्वालिफाइड नहीं हो सके इसलिए नहीं किया अपने पुस्तकों में सब लिख गए हैं He has written everything in his book, but he has no time to keep it. Krishna called that has come from his partner's work to give it. So, for important services, he called, come on. Sometimes after, you should come and again. So, today, on this special day, on the number of thoughts, He appeared in his world, in Calcutta, in a very holy family. And in his young age, he came close to the Bhakti Siddhanta, Prabhupada, and he was initiated. Prabhupada ordered him to preach in English and to preach in Western countries. So, Sita that thousand and thousand of devotees of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati were speaking in Bengali or Hindi everywhere. So, Pali Maharaj also went to Western countries, went to England, some other towns also were there. But I think they could not preach like him, but he appreciated very little time. So, Prabhupada knew this and told him to preach there. He was not ready to take renounce order. He was fearing something. But our Gurudev told that, don't fear. I also told him that, don't fear. You need to take sannyas and try to be everywhere. So he took sannyas here and went to Western country. First, he did send to him. He collected them in Sito by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, and I think that first of all, Sarpal was not to go to something there. No priest, nothing. No good vessel. Not a broken pipe was with him. He came, went to Amrita in a good carriage, peaceful, without pipe. And he went there and he told here, so he told, he used pipe, closing his eyes as a light, not seeing anyone. He used to do that, he used to do that. He prayed to her whole world in no time. Gradually, young age, wife and girl, but poor are rich, everyone can do it. They were drinking and wearing it in clothes. They were attacked to him and they were initiated by him and in no time. And he said in London, America, New York, he read so many, he wrote so many books also, and he at last, he came to Vrindavan in his last time and called me and then he requested me that I have done something wrong. So I am getting pardon to you and our whole Guru Parampara. He has to try to samadhar. Forgive me. I told them that you are not done anything wrong. So that I have done something for speaking only, not by my heart. He had told that you shouldn't take Gaudiya Vaishnava. This was his main thing. But now he realized that by not taking, by not entering Gaudiya Vaishnava, anyone cannot be pure Vaishnava. They cannot have friendly. So he told me that if you should arrange to give my samadhi, my dear Mahatma, and I tell them, I have ordered them that they should come to you and they should know they should have picture from me in everyone, in everything. And they are perhaps doing this very good thing. I think. Today, we have no time to work. Now we are going Arjun and put Kulpanjali to him and then we will say Mahaprasada. Now Pranamande.
Of Krishna. The varieties of service are indicated by adding sha, and they also bear the meaning of api or indeed. The six kinds of Atmarams render devotional service to Krishna without ulterior motives. The word Munaya and Santa indicate those who are very attached to meditating upon Krishna. The word Nigranta means without ignorance and devoid of rules and regulations. Whichever meaning fits may be applied. By using the word Shah in different places, there are different meanings. Over and above them, there is another meaning that is different. Although the words Atmarama Shah would be repeated six times, simply by adding the word Shah, five Atmarams are deleted. Therefore, there is no need to repeat the word Atmaram. One is sufficient, and that one word indicates six persons. Of words having the same form and case termination, the last one is the only one retained. For example, the word Rama is used to stand for Ramash Shah, Ramash Shah, Ramash Shah, etc. By the aggregate use of the word Shah, it is indicated that all the Atmarams and saints serve and worship Krishna. Api, added to the word Nigranta, is used for exposition. Thus, I have tried to clarify the seven types of meaning. The yogi who worships the Supersoul within himself is also called Atmaram. There are two types of Atmaram yogis. The two Atmaram yogis are called Sagarbha and Nirgarbha. Each of these is divided into three. Therefore, there are six types of worshippers of the Supersoul. As mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, some yogis think of the Lord within their hearts as measuring about 6 inches. The Lord has four hands in which he holds a conch shell, club, disc, and lotus flower. Those who worship this form of Vishnu within the heart are called Sagarbha yogis. When one is in ecstatic love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one's heart is melted by bhakti yoga, and one feels transcendental bliss. There are bodily symptoms manifest, and due to eagerness, there are tears in the eyes. Thus, one is subjected to spiritual bliss. When the heart is overly afflicted, the meditative mind, like a fishing hook, is gradually separated from the object of meditation. By these three divisions of advancement in yoga, Yoga Ruruksu, Yoga Ruda, and Prapta Siddhi, there are six kinds of mystic yogis. Those who wish to rise to the platform of yogic perfection practice the yoga system and strictly follow its regulative principles. They practice the yoga postures, asanas, and breathing exercises. Those who are already elevated to this platform practice meditation and keep their minds on the Supreme Lord. They reject all material activity and keep their minds in an equipoised condition known as sham. When a person is no longer interested in acting for sense gratification, and when he renounces all material desires, he is said to be situated in perfect yoga, Yoga Ruda. When a purified yogi associates with devotees, he engages in Lord Krishna's devotional service, being attracted by the Lord's transcendental qualities. The meanings of the word cha and api can be applied here. The meanings of the word muni and nirgranta are the same as before. The word ahaitiki is always applicable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Urukram. In this way, I have described the import of all these things in 13 complete varieties. These 13 types of yogis and munis are called Shantabhaktas, for they render transcendental loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the neutral stage. The word Atma sometimes means the mind. In this case, the word Atmaram means a person who is satisfied by mental speculation. When such a person associates with a pure devotee, he takes to devotional service at the lotus feet of Krishna. It says in the Srimad Bhagavatam, those who follow the path of great saintly mystic yogis take to the yogic gymnastic process and begin worshiping from the abdomen, where it is said that Brahman is located. Such people are called Shakaraksha, which means that they are situated in the gross bodily conception. There are also followers of the rishi known as Aruna. Following that path, they observe the activities of the arteries. Thus, they gradually rise to the heart, where subtle Brahman, Paramatma, is situated. They then worship him. O unlimited Ananta, better than these persons are the mystic yogis, who worship you from the top of their heads. Beginning with the abdomen and proceeding to the heart, they reach the top of the head and pass to the Brahmarandra, the hole at the top of the skull. Thus, yogis attain the perfectional platform and do not enter the cycle of birth and death again. Being attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, yogis become great saints. At that time, not being hampered by the yogic process, they engage in unalloyed devotional service. Atma also means endeavor. Being attracted by Krishna's transcendental qualities, some saints make a great endeavor to come to the point of rendering service to him. The transcendental position cannot be attained by wandering up and down from Brahmaloka and Satyaloka to Patalaloka. If one is actually intelligent and learned, he should endeavor for that rare transcendental position. Whatever material happiness is available within the 14 worlds is attained by the force of time, just as one attains distress in due course of time. Since these are not attained by spiritual consciousness, one should not try for them. Those who are anxious to awaken their spiritual consciousness, who have unflinching intelligence, and who are not deviated, certainly attain the desired goal of life. The word cha may be used in place of api, which gives emphasis to something. Thus, it means that without sincere endeavor in devotional service, one cannot attain love of Godhead. Devotional perfection is very difficult to attain for two reasons. First, unless one is attached to Krishna, he cannot attain devotional perfection even if he renders devotional service for a long time. Second, Krishna does not easily deliver perfection in devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, to those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Another meaning of Atma is dhriti, or endurance. A person who endeavors with endurance is Atmaram. With endurance, such a person engages in devotional service. The word Muni also means bird and bumblebee. The word Nigranta refers to foolish people. By the mercy of Krishna, such creatures contact a sadhu or spiritual master and thus engage in devotional service. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, one of the gopis say, my dear mother, in this forest all the birds, after rising on the beautiful branches of the tree, are closing their eyes, and not being attracted by any other sound, are simply listening to the vibration of Krishna's flute. Such birds and bees must be on the same level as great saints. And Lord Krishna says to Lord Balaram, O good fortune personified, O original personality of Godhead, all these bees are chanting about your transcendental fame, which will purify the entire universe. Indeed, they are following your path in the forest and are worshiping you. Actually, they are all saintly persons, but now they have taken the form of bees. Although you are playing like a human being, they could not forget that you are their worshipable deity. And the gopis lamented, all the cranes and swans in the water are being enchanted by the melodious song of Krishna's flute. They have approached and are worshiping the Supreme Personality of Godhead with full attention. Alas, they are closing their eyes and becoming completely silent. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Shukdeva Goswami said, Kirat, Huna, Andhra, Pulinda, Pukash, Abira, Shumba, Yavan, and the Kash races, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord due to his being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto him. The word dhriti is also used when one is fully perfect in knowledge, when due to having obtained the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has no material miseries, he attains Mahapurna, the highest level of perfection. Dhriti is the fullness felt by the absence of misery and brought about by receiving knowledge of the Supreme Lord and by obtaining pure love for him. The lamentation that accrues from not obtaining a goal or by loss of something already attained does not affect this completeness. A devotee of Krishna is never in a miserable condition, nor does he have any desire other than to serve Krishna. He is experienced and advanced. He feels the transcendental bliss of love of Krishna and always engages in his service fully protected. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Lord says, My devotees, having fulfilled their desires by serving me, do not accept the four kinds of salvation that are easily earned by such service. Why then should they accept any pleasures that are lost in the course of time? In this material world, all living entities are disturbed due to their flickering position. A devotee, however, is fixed in the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, the master of the senses. Such a person is to be considered situated in endurance and patience. The word cha is for emphasis, and the word api is used as an aggregate. It is to be understood that even dull creatures, such as birds and illiterates, can also be situated in endurance and engage in Krishna's devotional service. The word atma is also used for a particular type of intelligence. Since all living entities generally have some intelligence, more or less, they are included. Everyone has some kind of intelligence, and one who utilizes his intelligence is called Atmaram. There are two types of Atmaram. One is a learned scholar and a philosopher, and the other is an uneducated, illiterate, and foolish person.